Instead of running for the stairs, Leia and Natua simply leapt off the balcony, grabbing the safety rail with one hand and using it to swing themselves onto the level below. Han returned to the hatch and knelt beside Jaina, then removed the last of the stun grenades from his vest and arrayed them on the floor. He still had the single thermal detonator that Zek had left him.
Now comes the fun part.
He peered out into the atrium, which looked like it had been hit with a blizzard of flame retardant.
Do you know where the snipers are?
Sure.
Jaina waved her hand in an arc, indicating the upper balconies lining the atrium wall opposite them.
Pretty much everywhere.
So we're not gonna have trouble hitting them, huh?
I doubt it.
She looked over and said,
You know, Dad, this wouldn't worry me so much if you were a Jedi Master.
Han smiled.
Don't worry, kid,
he said.
I've got my luck. And it's gotten me this far, hasn't it?
Jaina smiled back.
I suppose it has.
She kissed him on the cheek, then reached over and flipped his repeating blaster's power settings back to full.
Just in case, though, let's give them a reason to keep their heads down.
Han barely heard this last part because his attention was fixed on her hand. Actually, it was fixed on her ring finger, where he had just noticed that a very familiar, very expensive engagement band had reappeared.
Hey, where'd that come from?
He asked.
I thought you told Jag to toss that in the lake.
Jaina blushed and looked away.
I never told him that.
Something like that,
Han said.
So what gives?
Nothing, Dad,
she said.
Don't read too much into it, okay? We're not sure what it means ourselves yet. I'll tell you later.
But it means something?
Han pressed.
This is the real reason he tracked us down before he went back to the Pelion, right?
Dad,
Jaina said.
Don't you have an escape to organize?
Piece of cake.
Han activated his throat mic.
Zek, how's it looking outside?
We're definitely going to be on the Hollow tonight,
Zek said.
There are about a dozen news vans filming me as we speak. I see BAU, HNE, Hollow News, and a lot more, Captain.
Translation, Zek was worried about eavesdroppers, but Doran and Bandy, in the MS Hollow News van, were in pickup position.
Okay,
Han said.
What about our ride?
The Cygnus 7 is having trouble getting back to us,
he said.
Their communications have been compromised, and every time they try to circle back to the detention center, they run into more GAS sleds. They think they've got 20 or 30 trying to box them in already.
Translation? Turi and Terran were deliberately allowing their communications to be monitored, trying to draw off as many GAS pursuit vehicles as possible.
Stang,
Han said, pretending to be dismayed. He knew better than to think their comlink's Jedi encryption had been broken. But Zek's caution made it sound as though he were relaying their transmissions directly to the Cygnus 7, for the sole purpose of misleading GAS, of course.
We can't get out of here without that Cygnus 7. Tell them to report in.
Han glanced back and saw Leia leading Yakiel and the other two Jedi toward him at a sprint. Between them, floating on tiny repulsor lift engines, were two carbonite pods, bearing the terror-stricken faces of Valen and Gisela Horn.
2 minutes,
Han said into his throat mic.
If the Cygni can't shake free by then, we'll head for the Undercity and try to escape on foot.
Translation? We'll be at the pickup point in 2 minutes. Make sure Doran and Bandy are waiting.
The Undercity?
Zek replied.
On foot?
In 2 minutes, that may be our only way out,
Han said.
It's better than rotting in a GAS prison cell. Right, Kunar?
Kunar's surprised voice sounded over Han's earpiece.
Sure, Captain Solo.
Across the atrium, Kunar's white-clothed figure began to race along the access balcony toward a stairway that would take him up to Zek's level.
If you want to make a run for it, I'm with you.
Translation? I'm on my way up to the extraction point.
Okay, then. I'll start a count.
Zek sounded truly terrified, which was how Han knew he was acting. The only thing Zek feared was the dark side, and he had even faced that down a couple of times.
We'll talk in 2 minutes.
Translation, get yourself over here. the ride leaves on time.